Now, speaking of France, this time in the 19th century, when I can't begin to imagine the rudimentary forms of tooth pulling that went on in this country, Paris actually had its own celebrity dentist, as we hear now from Laura O'Brien, lecturer in modern European history with the University of Sunderland.
I don't think I've ever met anyone who likes going to the dentist. We might feel differently, though, if instead of the sterile grey environment we know and fear, our dentist surgery was, in fact, a plush apartment in an upmarket part of Paris. Those pre-dentist jitters might be assuaged all the more if one was greeted at the door by some perfectly turned-out servants clad in formal uniforms. Such was the treatment afforded to the well-heeled patients of Georges Fatet, the most celebrated dentist in 19th century Paris. His fame and his appeal largely rested on his talent for shameless self-promotion and his flamboyant reputation. A contemporary painting shows Fatet at work in his surgery. Clad in his famous full-length brocade dressing gown, Fatet is shown treating an upper-class female patient while a large crowd of yet more women wait outside. Fatet's choice of décor shows that this was not the average dental practice. In addition to a pair of gigantic elephant tusks, his surgery also featured a huge hippopotamus jaw and an Egyptian sarcophagus. Georges Fatet was born in 1820 and began his dental career in Paris around 1843. Dentistry in mid-19th century Paris was a far cry from the heavily regulated and highly trained profession we know today. Despite the best efforts of licensed dentists, trained by the Parisian Faculty of Medicine, a curious mixture of unlicensed, untrained tooth pullers and outright charlatans fought hard to attract the most upper-class clientele. In this highly competitive atmosphere, where showmanship counted as much as training, Fatet soon embarked on a long-standing rivalry with another popular Parisian dentist known as William Rogers. With their surgeries both located on the upmarket Rue Saint-Honoré, the two men engaged in a campaign of bad-mouthing and rumour-mongering in a bid to steal each other's wealthy patients. Rogers could not match Fatet's natural instinct for publicity, however. In order to promote his newfangled dentures, Fatet commissioned a carriage shaped like a large set of false teeth. He duly paraded through the streets of Paris in this peculiar form of transport, soaking up the attention, and no doubt confusion, that greeted him as he passed. But Fatet is perhaps best known for his regular appearances in cartoons and caricatures. Cartoonists were drawn to this flamboyant figure. In the aftermath of the Revolution of 1848, as political caricature enjoyed a new lease of life, Georges Fatet appeared on the pages of satirical journals alongside cartoons of socialists and revolutionary feminists. In one image, the cartoonist Cham depicted a statue of Fatet, his famous dentures arranged like a crown of laurels on his head, taking the place of the statue of Napoleon Bonaparte atop the Vendôme Column in central Paris. Far from being offended at his appearances in contemporary caricature, Fatet exploited them to his advantage. Firmly convinced that all publicity was good publicity, he even asked that cartoonists draw him in their latest caricatures. The money Georges Fatet made from his lucrative dental career allowed him to spend the last years of his life in retirement, living off returns from his financial investments. He died in November 1874, aged 54. Fatet was buried in the cemetery of Père Lachaise in Paris, where his tomb features a bust of himself and sculptures of cherubs. It seems to me that it would be more fitting and more in keeping with the flamboyant nature of this curious figure in the history of dentistry, were his final resting place crowned instead with a monumental set of dentures.
Yes, indeed. Laura O'Brien there on the exploits of 19th century dentist Georges Fatet. You can check out our website for more on this.